Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. I saw that a new Mars mission was launched just a couple of days ago, the InSight mission. It's supposed to arrive at Mars in November of 2018. What kinds of things might it do? It's going to measure Mars quakes, not earthquakes, but Mars quakes. And it's going to do some other work also, measure some internal temperatures of the red planet and have some other kinds of things going on. But this Mars quake thing is a little interesting to me. And so why is it that people might try to do something like that? Of course, you might know that when people measure earthquakes, those quakes can tell us something about the interior of the planet itself. And in the case of Mars, the same thing might be true. The quakes on Mars, such as they are not exactly like the ones here on Earth, but instead can show us some internal structure that may have stayed relatively constant over many, many eons. And so perhaps by listening, so to speak, to these quakes, finding out information about the planet's substructure right now, they will be able to extrapolate this back with a relatively constant behavior so that they can talk about the early stages of Mars formation. And when you think about that, you think, of course, why are people doing just that? How much detail can go into our understanding of the universe? And so it makes me think, of course, about why people go into such depth and detail. Most of the time when people think about science, they want to know about some big idea and they want to know about Einstein's general theory of relativity or something like that because they like to think big ideas. But it turns out underneath every big idea are a number of strands of data, models, and other kinds of things that all interconnect to try to produce some sort of bigger picture. In this particular case, it's quite obvious that the scope of information available is huge. Many various different missions have gone to Mars, several, and of course have gone to other places in the solar system, from Voyager to New Horizons and other kinds of things, and even earlier missions, to try to measure a wealth of different things about all these planets, from magnetic fields of various planets to the surface structure to the infrared spectra of these planets and so forth. And so you think, well, people are just looking for needles in haystacks with no rhyme, no reason to it. But instead, what they're looking for is they're looking for constraints. People look for data and they study this data so that they might constrain. Supposedly, they have some bigger picture at work here that they're looking at. And the model of this bigger picture gives pictures of pieces of the system. So some people might be interested in only the magnetic fields of Mars or another planet. I'm not sure if Mars has magnetic fields. Of course, I'm not a planetary scientist, but they might be interested in the temperature of Mars because of the thermodynamics of its behavior, or they might be interested in dust storms on Mars. So many times science can look like these individual little pieces, and people think when they listen to some of the scientific work that's going on, they think scientists are mainly interested in minutia. They're always just looking for these little tiny behaviors, and why would they be looking for those things? And so when you think about the scope of information that's available and you think about the vast quantity of different things that must be studied, you realize that at some point this data will hopefully be fed into some sort of models. Perhaps they're going to be computational models, could be analytical theoretical models perhaps, but in many cases computational work or something else might be done, and this data is going to help constrain the possibilities. So models, of course, tell you how things might work based on physical theories that we've tried to determine through either theory or experiment. The Newton's laws of gravitation are one such, let's call it a law, but certainly it falls within the realm of what was a theory. Certainly it was countermanded at some level by the general theory of relativity. And these models need to be constrained because otherwise they could just say any number of things. And so the data that people look for, they provide constraints on the possibilities. And so they have a model. They take this data, they put it into the model, and it helps constrain things. So the possibilities are now constrained. And you say, well, why is that important? The possibilities are the things we're very interested in. But when you have possibilities, that comes from even a larger thing. And the whole larger thing from which possibilities spring might be something called our imagination. So if you have imagination, you can imagine essentially anything, but not everything is possible. And so from the data, which is going to constrain models, spring forth possibilities, and the possibilities are going to help us harness our imaginations. So all of this is of one piece, even though it's a tiniest substrand when you're looking for Mars quakes from this new mission that's going to be landing in November 2018, up to any other kind of experiment done, all done so that we might constrain models and then have our possibilities expand our own imaginations. Once again, this is Dave Cornielsen for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.